Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another broadcast of the Children's Bible Club. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'm so glad you've joined us. Anytime you can be with boys and girls who love the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in good company. And I've learned that when boys and girls lend their ears to the Word of God, good things happen. Sad kids become happy. Those who have spiritual questions find answers. And hungry hearts are satisfied when they meet the Lord Jesus Christ. So join us today for singing, a good story, and good friends. And now, here's the choir with their joyful sound. Choir. Thank you, choir. Recently, I heard a man, a grown man, in fact, he's a preacher now, talking about when, as a boy, he was in the Children's Bible Club choir. He was naming some of the songs he learned and what those experiences meant to him. Yes, there have been many different children in the Bible Club choir over the years, and we love and appreciate everyone. You could be in the choir, too. Wherever you are, by singing along with us. Try to learn the words of the songs so that they'll be a blessing to you wherever you are. I'm glad you're with us today, but did you know you can also listen to the Bible Club stories and broadcasts on the Internet? Yes, you can. You can listen any time of day or night wherever you are. Just go to our website, www.childrensbibleclub.com, then when the home page comes up, click on the link, Listen to Broadcasts. It will take you to a whole section where you can choose what broadcast and what story you want to hear. It's a great thing for a rainy day or when you have friends over and can listen to a story together, or for bedtime to have something from God's Word to go to sleep on, or sometimes even to add to family devotion time. Maybe you've been listening to the Children's Bible Club a long time, but you just never have taken time to write. Would you do that today? It would be a real encouragement to the choir children, knowing you hear their voices, and I'm sure Mr. Woods would be happy too. You can write us at the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. USA, or email us at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Easy enough? Great. We'll look forward to hearing from you. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Thank you.
Today's story is a tale of tales. Said the rabbit to the hop toad, "It's very strange to me how very big and long and wide a hop toad's mouth can be." "Huh," said the hop toad to the rabbit, "I'm sure I'd shed some tears if on my head I had to wear such flippy floppy ears." Just between you and me, I think the animals are so busy fulfilling God's purpose for them that they don't have much time to talk of jealousy or argue over who would win the next beauty contest or fashion show. We know that Jotham put words in the mouths of the trees when he gave the parable of the trees in Judges 9. When the trees looked for a new leader, they asked the fine olive tree to reign over them and be promoted to the king. When that failed, they asked the fig tree, then the vine, but each was too busy, too happy and satisfied doing what God made them to do, to stoop to being king. At last the trees resorted to, oh no, a bramble. The bramble jumped at the offer, but quickly demanded, "If you really want me as your king, come put your trust in my shadow." "Say, you have to get down mighty low to get under a bramble with its stickers and thorns, let alone to get under its shadow." So perhaps we can pretend to peek in on some birds in a discussion about tails. I think I hear a big brown hawk saying, "Oh, Mr. Peacock, what a big beautiful tail you have. You must be the center of attention when you make it fan out and walk around the yard. It's beautiful." "Well, thank you," he replies. "I don't know how my creator put so many fine long feathers in so many colors together like this, but I'm glad for the lovely display it makes when I'm looking for a wife. And I can fly with it too, but not nearly as far or high as you." Mr. Hawk replied, "Well, my friend, our creator was good to me. I can rise high above the trees and soar around on the wind currents for a long time looking for food. My tail works like a rudder, so I can steer and maneuver in flight, and it also helps me stay balanced when I land and perch on a tree or cliff. But did you ever notice our friend Woodpecker? He has very strong tail feathers. He uses them to brace himself against the tree trunk when he does that amazing rat-a-tat-tat pecking at the new nest for his bride." The woodpecker overheard their conversation and pecked right in. "I love my tail," he said. "It's just right for me. But when you're flying around, did you ever notice the animals below and their curious tails? They don't have feathers like ours at all. They do strange things with theirs. Once I saw a little lizard in big danger with a fox chasing him and gaining on him. I thought he was a goner when the fox grabbed his tail, but he just left his tail behind and escaped. After a while, his tail grew back. Now what do you think of that?" "I think he'd better be thankful that God made a breakaway tail for him. But there are some big lizards, if you want to call them that, who use their tails not only for safety, but also for weapons, fast, heavy weapons. Alligators and crocodiles use their tails for swimming and protection, but they can also kill an enemy or grab another animal for a meal with one mighty swish of their tail. They move so fast that a dog or deer near the water's edge can be swiped into their mouth before the animal knows what hits him." "That's scary. But did you see that little kangaroo rat the other day when a fox was after him? That rat made a mad swing of its tail, changed direction in midair, and escaped. I'm sure he was thankful for his special tail." "Well, from my high lookout, I've seen animals with all kinds of tails. From a bunny rabbit with his puff of cotton for a tail, to a beaver pulling his plank behind him. He has many talents, and he can swat the water with his tail and send danger signals to his family. Hawk got so interested in talking about the tails God designed that he almost missed a fish swimming below with its tail swishing side to side through the water. "There goes another special tail," he cried. "That's for sure. I tell you what, Hawk," said the peacock, "if one of those human boys and girls could read books like they say they can, or use one of those fancy computers they talk about, I think I'd get busy finding out as much as I could about God's creation and his creatures. Because if God was so careful to give each one just the right tail, he must have also given them other special characteristics for their good and his glory. In fact, I heard that our God Creator has a special book that says, 'Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.'" And that's the truth. Now, until next time, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.